There's music in the air when the infant morn is nigh, and painted floss is seen on the bright and laughing sky.
Down our way, some old-fashioned singing and a bit of friendly visiting with some folks that are just like your neighbors. Eli Jenkins is leader of the singing group, besides being town grocer and sheriff. He's also the feller folks come to when they need a bit of advice. Even the new school teacher, Marion Castle, has learned that already. She has a problem she can't figure out an answer to. So the first person she thinks of is old Eli.
Yes, sir, I'm mighty pleased that you'd think to come to me, Marion, but I don't rightly know as if I can help you none.
Well, I'm not asking this for myself, Mr. Jenkins. I just learned this afternoon of some folks who need help. So I hope that if you'd work with me, we might be able to do something for them.
Well, it won't hurt none to try. What's the difficulty?
Well, this afternoon, after I dismissed class, I noticed little Becky Ingalls was huddled in the corner crying.
Well, that sweet little thing, what was the matter?
Oh, do you know her?
Marion, you come from a big city. You'll soon learn that down our way, everybody knows everybody else. We're all neighbors.
I think that's wonderful. Well, I talked with Becky and got her to stop crying long enough to tell me what was the matter. She says there's going to be an auction at her father's farm this evening.
Well, sure, I know that. We have them all the time around here when folks got some old farm equipment they want to get rid of so as they can buy some new.
But the Ingalls won't be buying any new farm equipment. In fact, they won't even have a farm.
Huh? Oh, gee, willikers. That's going, too?
Yes. Becky says her daddy has been sick for so long that now there's nothing to do but sell it all.
Oh, but gosh, they gotta live. What'll they do without no home? And old Saul Ingalls don't know nothing but farming. What can he turn to when he's well again if he ain't got no farm left?
I've been thinking those same things.
Yeah.
After Becky finally left and started home, I sat in my classroom for almost an hour thinking. There must be something to do, but I couldn't come up with the answer.
Well, there's only one thing for sure, and that is that we can't let this here auction go through. Why, it'd break old Saul's heart to let go that farm. He's got to stay in good spirits so he can get well fast.
But how else can they pay all the bills and keep going?
Yeah.
Becky is such a child. She doesn't have much understanding of it all. But I realize from what she said that they must have money immediately. What can we do?
I don't know, little girl. I don't know, but just let me think for a spell, and I'll do my living best to figure out something. I tell you what, tonight's when the group gathers for singing practice, so you just leave it to me, and I'll try to hit on something where we can all pitch in and help. And I'll see you at 7 o'clock now, Marion, and meanwhile, don't you worry none. I got a hunch we'll be able to lick this year problem.
I guess life would get pretty dull if there weren't any problems, but sometimes it sort of seems like it wouldn't hurt none to have fewer of them, especially when you hear something like this about the Ingalls being about to lose their farm. Eli's been giving a lot of thought to it the last 2 hours, and maybe by now he's hit on a scheme to try to help them.
Yeah, come on in, folks. Come right on in.
Hi, Eli.
Evening, Eli. Hello, Jenny.
Hello, Ben. Hello, Cliff and Marion.
How
evening.
Are you?
Well, I'm mighty glad all of you are arriving right on time, because there's something important we got to get done before this evening's over.
There he is? Well, tell us, Eli. What is it?
Are you afraid that there's something going on that you don't know about, patients?
When you spend as much time gossiping as patients does, I don't rightly see how anything can be missed.
You're one to talk, Ben Potts. You may run a feed store, but if I had my guess, there's more dirt goes over that counter than chicken feed.
Now, folks, this ain't no way to be carrying on here.
It sure ain't, with all that Eli has to tell you.
Well, if you say hush, Jenny, we will. I just stopped paying attention to old Eli here.
You're in a mighty nasty mood tonight, Ben Potts. Must be your rheumatism acting up again.
Oh, that ain't all. Have I got symptoms?
Yeah.
Why, just other evening.
Now, why did you have to go and remind Ben about his ailments, Eli?
All right, I'll keep quiet.
Maybe I should have brought my ruler so I could rap for attention, like I do in the classroom.
Well, now, the first thing we're going to do right now is to get one of our songs practiced out.
But why are we such a hurry? Why, ain't we got the whole evening ahead of us?
And what was that you was going to tell us?
Well, now, I'll tell you after we practice this song. Now, come on, Jenny, get over at the organ.
My stars, I haven't even had time to take off my hat.
Is this the song, Pa?
Yeah, that's the one. Now, turn to page 55. Everybody.
What'd I do with my book?
Well, you may read off mine.
Oh, that's a better idea anyway.
Let's stay together now, folks.
Oh, gently, sweet Afton, are mine my green braids. Oh, gently, I'll sing thee all
Guess that sounded pretty good. What did you think, Cliff? We rely on you because you've had all that fancy training.
Mr. Jenkins, if I were you, I would never worry about this group not sounding good to the people.
No?
They've got enough spirit to more than make up for any little shortcoming.
It's mighty nice of you to put it that way. Except for you and Marion here, of course. We sure ain't no great shakes as singers.
Thanks, Mr. Jenkins. I hope I warrant that. Now, don't you think you'd better tell the folks about what we're going to do this evening?
Oh, you're in this, Miss Marion.
Well, I started it all, and I'm anxious to know what Mr. Jenkins is planning.
Well, now, it's just this, folks. Marion stopped by to see me on her way home from school, and we had a little talk.
Ain't you jealous, Jenny? Eli talking with such a good-looking young lady.
I stopped getting jealous of your Eli. Started getting bald. Only a wife ever loves a bald-headed man.
Oh, interruptions, interruptions. If I could ever get two words out.
Go ahead, Eli.
Well, Marion learned from Becky Ingalls that her pa's having an auction at his farm this evening.
Sure, we all know that.
Yeah, but it ain't what you think, Ben. This auction is going to sell everything, including the farm.
Oh, you don't mean it.
Sell the farm? Why, that's terrible.
Yeah, you bet it is. So it's us up to us to keep that from happening.
Well, of course we all want to, Eli, but how can we? The auction is going to begin in less than an hour.
Sure, but what could we do between now and then?
Now, are you with me, folks? Do you all... Would you all really like to do something about it?
You bet your
boots. My stars, anything.
Well, all right, then. Now, there ain't time for more deliberation, but if you'll just do as I say, I think I got a plan that just might work.
Oh, I do hope so. Little Becky looked so pitiful this afternoon, and she said she didn't know where they were going to live or anything.
Right, now, let's get into action, folks. The first thing we do is to go on out to the farm. We should be able to just about get there by the time the auction begins.
What can we do out there?
Yeah, we ain't prepared to try to buy up old Sol Ingalls stuff.
No, you said you trusted me. Now, folks, just don't start asking questions and wasting time, because we ain't got it to waste.
Well, we're all with you, Mr. Jenkins.
Sure we are, Eli. Come on, let's all get our hats and coats.
Well, I still don't see no sense to what Eli's planning. If we can't buy anything, why go to an auction?
Cliff, will you drive my sedan and take all the gang, and I'll drive my truck out there.
Now, why on earth do you want to take your truck out there?
Come on now, and let's get started. Patience, you heard about what happened to cats that got curiosity, and you ain't got nine lives to work on, so you just better relax and ride along with things.
But I weren't meant to follow along all the time, and I'm a born leader. My horoscope says so, and you can't never go wrong with astrology calculations.
Well, things sure gone wrong with you somewhere along the line, Patience. You ain't hooked the man yet. Line hooked. Ain't that funny?
Yeah, that's awful harsh.
Now, here's the keys, Cliff. You get up there, and I'll be right behind you in the truck.
Did you get it tied onto your truck all right?
Yeah, sure. It's all fine.
Get what tied on your truck? Say, what is that I see on your truck? It's so dark, I can't quite make it out.
Remember about those nine lives you ain't got, Patience.
Pile in, everybody. Here, Marion, you sit up here with me.
Go ahead, Marion. We'll keep an eye on him from the back seat.
All right, Mrs. Jenkins.
Hey, is that nice? You make her think I get fresh with a girl.
Well, when I was your age...
Careful, Ben. There's ladies present.
Well, there was ladies present when I was his age, too. Oh, I'm mighty sharp this evening, don't you think?
We're practically hysterical.
Is Eli still following us?
Yes, he's right behind. Let's get along, Cliff. Time's short.
Okay, Mrs. Jenkins.
Pretty long ways out there.
We'll make it with Cliff driving. Quick. Yes, we made it in less than 30 minutes.
And Eli stuck right with us, even in that truck of his.
Say, look at all the people that have gathered for the auction.
Look at Eli. He's back in the truck right up to the edge of the crowd.
Yes, and what in the world do I see about the organ on the truck?
Yes, well, how did Mr. Jenkins get the organ loaded on there?
I helped him while you folks were getting ready to leave.
So you was in on this.
Hey, come on over here, gang.
Well, it looks like they're already well underway with the auction.
Folks, you're going to have the opportunity to bid on this fine tractor in perfect
condition. Look at old Saul's good equipment being sold.
Poor folks, it's a downright shame.
Hurry up now. I want all of you to climb up here in the bed of the truck. Now, we ain't got time for explanations. Jenny, you get over here at the organ. Is there enough light so you can see this music?
Oh, I know that one by heart, though.
Well, this ain't the silliest thing. With an auction going on 100 feet away, here you want to stand and sing your heads off.
Yeah, that's exactly what we want to do. All right, Jenny.
The Camptown ladies sing this song.
Do-da, do-da.
The Camptown racetrack 5 miles long.
Oh, the do-da day.
I come down there with my hat caved in.
Do-da, do-da.
I go back home with a pocket full of tin.
Oh, the do-da day. Why'd you run all night? Why'd you run all day? I'll bet my money in a bobtail nag. Somebody bet on the bay.
The long tail filly and the big black horse.
Do-da, do-da.
They fly the track and they both cut across.
Oh, do-da day.
The blind horse tricking in a big mud hole.
Do-da, do-da.
He can't touch bottom with a 10-foot pole.
Oh, do-da day. Why'd you run all night? Why'd you run all day? I'll bet my money on the bobtail nag. Somebody bet on the bay.
Do-da, do-da. The bobtail fling her over his back.
Oh, do-da day.
Then fly along like a railroad car.
Do-da, do-da.
Run in the race with a shooting star.
Oh, do-da day. Why'd you run all night? Why'd you run all day? I'll bet my money in the bobtail nag. Somebody bet on the bay. Why'd you run all night?
I think it's working. Come on, let's sing some more. Marion, you sing something.
If a buddy meet a buddy coming through the run, if a buddy kiss a buddy, need a buddy cry. Every lassie has her laddie, none they say. Buddy, kiss a buddy, need a buddy cry. If a buddy meets a buddy coming through the ride, every lassie has her laddie, none they say.
Jenny, could you oblige with another number?
Yeah, you bet we could, Miss McElroy, in just a minute. Hear that, folks? They like our singing.
Sure they like it, but you can sing plenty of other times. This don't seem very fair to come out and break up the auction.
Yeah, that's just what I'm aiming to do.
What? When old Sol Ingles needs the money so bad?
He needs his farm worse, or will when he gets well.
I think I'm beginning to see your point, Mr. Jenkins.
How about more of that singing, gang? It goes right well on a chilly evening.
Yeah, something to warm us up.
Yeah, coming right up. Now, Cliff, have you practiced that little Irish tune lately?
Oh, you mean where the River Shannon flows?
That's it.
I think I can manage.
Was that in the key of F, Cliff?
That's right. There's a pretty spot in Ireland I'll always claim for my land, where the fairies and the blarney will never, never die. It's the land of the shillelagh. Me heart goes back there daily to the girl I left behind me when we kissed and said goodbye. Where dear old Shannon's flowing, where the three-leaved shamrock grows, where my and the moment that I meet her, with a hug and a kiss I'll greet her. For there's not a calling sweeter where the river Shannon flows.
Yeah, that was fine.
that was
glad
well.
You came to this auction, aren't you, Mary?
Folks, Sam, I'm mighty glad you like our little singing group. I noticed that there ain't many of you left over at the auctioneer's block, and you know what? I think you'll have more fun over here with us.
I sure hope you know what you're doing, Eli.
So do I, Ma, but nothing could be worse than Saul losing his farm.
I think Eli has gone plumb crazy.
I ain't too sure, but what you're right, Patience.
Would you like some more music, folks?
No, sure, give us some more.
Just quiet down for a bit. I got a real surprise for you. Is she waiting, Cliff?
Yes, I slipped out while you were talking and asked her to come over here.
Yeah, here she is now. Can you lift her up here?
You bet.
Why, it's Becky Ingram.
That's right. I think she's going to be mighty helpful to us. Come on up here, Becky. There you are.
Hello, Mr. Jenkins.
Hello, Becky.
Hello, Mrs. Jenkins. Hello, Miss Castle.
How are you, Becky? Feeling better now?
Yes. Daddy says we're going to forget the farm now, so I'm trying hard.
Yeah, Becky, you know what I thought? I thought maybe you might sing the folks a little song like you did that morning at Sunday school, remember?
Sure, I remember. But do you think they'd like it?
Oh, I know that they would. I'll just show you. Folks, this is little Betty Ingalls. She's quite a little singer herself, you know, so I thought maybe you'd like to hear her. How about it?
Oh, sure.
All right. Here she is. Now, go ahead, honey. Jenny will play for you.
Well, if you're sure it's all right.
You bet. Wasn't that great, folks? Ain't she cute? Take a bow now, honey. Now I want to talk with you for just a minute here while all the folks can hear, you see?
All right, Mr. Jenkins.
Now, first, I want you to tell me something. Are you happy about the thought of leaving the farm?
Well, Daddy says we gotta.
But do you want to?
Uh-uh. I never want to leave the farm.
And do you think your mama wants to leave?
Oh, no. She just cries all the time.
Is your daddy better these days, Becky?
Yes, he can sit up now. The doctor says in a little while he'll be just like my daddy again.
But by then he won't have no farm. That is, if the auction goes on, he won't.
I think I'd better get on back to the house now. I want to see Mama.
You go right on, honey. And I wish you'd tell your Ma that we're all her friends. Would you do that?
Yes, Mr. Jenkins.
Here, I'll help you down. Careful now.
Good night, Becky.
Night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night. Folks, you all heard that, didn't you?
Yeah, we sure did, Eli.
Well, then there's nothing I could add to it. You all know what a good man Saul Ingalls is and how he worked this farm for years.
Such a shame.
Becky ought to grow up right on this here farm where she was born, but now you folks have come out here to buy the farm and all its equipment.
Well, that's what an auction's for, Eli, when people want to sell.
No, there's where you're wrong, because Saul Ingle don't want to sell. He's forced to, all on account of money.
Everybody needs money.
Yeah, but some need it worse than others. And as for me, I don't think I need $100 as bad as Saul does. So I'm putting it in my hat.
What you been planning all along, Eli? Here, give me that hat.
Here's the cash I took in at the gas station today. It's all I have on me.
Well, I don't have much, but I'll write a pledge on this slip of paper.
This was a wonderful idea, Pa.
Why didn't you tell me what all this was about? I don't have a 20 in my purse.
Well, that'll help, Patience.
Well, what do you think of that? Look what they're doing.
Get your billfold out, Henry. Don't just stand there.
Now, I'm not asking a thing of any of you folks. I'll just remind you that a few $100 can mean all the difference in the world to Saul Ingalls right now. So I'm just going to hand this hat to you, Pete, and you give it to the feller next to you, and if any of you have too big a bulge in your pockets, you're free to empty it into this here hat.
Eli, I'm proud of you. Don't know why I didn't think of this.
Well, you all come out here prepared to buy something at the auction, so I know none of you are exactly broke.
Yes, sly dog, Eli. Don't you worry. Won't let you down.
Jim Hooper. Can you hear me way back there at the edge of the crowd?
Yeah, I can hear you, Eli.
Well, you be about the last man to get the hat, so would you please take it up to Saul's house?
You better will, Eli.
Just tell him that nobody wanted any of his equipment and that we think he's going to need it one of these days soon.
Yeah, okay.
Eli, I don't know how to say it, but what this will mean to the Ingalls...
I think I'm going to cry.
You know what I think the folks would like right now? One of our beautiful old hymns. What do you say, folks?
Oh, that'd be grand.
Yeah, all right, sound the chord.
Jesus comes with power to gladden when love shines in. Every life that woe can sadden when love shines in. Love will teach us how to pray. Love will drive the gloom away, turn our darkness into day when love shines in. When love shines in, when love shines in. All the heart is turned to singing when love shines in. When love shines in, when love shines in. Darkest sorrow will grow brighter when love shines in, and the heaviest burden will lighter when love shines in. 'Tis the glory that will grow, light to show us where to go. Oh, the heart shall blessing know when love shines in.
Everybody.
When love shines.
This has been a pretty wonderful night, Eli.
Yep, and think how different it could have ended for Sol Ingalls.
It will mean the difference between waking up with hope in the morning instead of despair.
It didn't mean much money to any of us, and yet it means a whole new life to them.
Yes, Mr. Jenkins, it was wonderful of you to think of it.
Thank you, Eli, for being such a dear person. Thank you for giving and for wanting to help.
No, folks, don't thank me. Just thank the good Lord we had it to give.
There's music in the air. There's music in the air when the infant morn is nigh. And faint its blush is seen on the bright and laughing sky.
Friends and neighbors are the same everywhere. They always are right there to help and stand by you when you need it worst. But it always takes one man like Eli Jenkins to lead things. So won't you come back and visit Eli and all the rest of them again next time they spend another pleasant evening down our way. This program is written by Shirley Thomas and produced by Walter White, Jr. This is a Commodore production.